Ron Carter was a member of the so-called second great Miles Davis Quintet for only 5 years, but they were some of the most memorable of his 47-year career. He joined the group in 1963 and played alongside pianist Herbie Hancock, saxophonist Wayne Shorter, drummer Tony Williams, and, of course, Miles Davis. Carter made his debut with the quintet on the album Seven Steps to Heaven. Ron Carter first learned to play classical cello, but later switched to bass. After graduating with a master's degree in double bass from the Manhattan School of Music, he worked with some of the era's biggest names, including Wes Montgomery, Thelonious Monk, Cannonball Adderley, and Chico Hamilton. He played jazz cello on his first album as a leader, titled Where? Since leaving the Miles Davis Quintet in 1968, Carter has been one of jazz music's most sought-after musicians. In addition to the scores of jazz greats he's performed with, Carter has recorded more than 25 albums under his own name. Ron Carter's Dear Miles features his longtime quartet, pianist Stephen Scott, percussionist Roger Squitero, and drummer Peyton Crossley. So, is it possible to make a Miles Davis tribute album without a trumpeter? According to Carter, his collection paints a picture of Miles Davis, the innovator. He says it honors Miles' uncanny ability to find a song no one else has tried, and like Bye Bye Blackbird, make it essential to the jazz songbook. I'm Doug Levine.